We heard a short time ago about future beer festivals in Norwich. Our first feature this week continues with the brewing theme. Here's Chris Speak to read about the 180th anniversary of Bullard's Beers and bring news of free ale.
This year marks the 180th anniversary of the birth of Bullard's Beers, and to mark the occasion, brewing is set to return to Norwich City Centre. The brand was revived 2 years ago, and now the team behind it has announced plans to bring the brewery back into the city at the site of the Tap House on Redwell Street. Teaming up with 23 pubs across the county, they're also giving away more than 4,000 bottles of beer to say thank you for the support of their customers since their returns to pubs and bars across Norfolk. Around £15,000 worth of Bullard's Number 3 ale will be given away in participating pubs, with each being given 100 bottles to hand out. Work on the new brewery is set to begin next month with a projected launch in March or April. Russell Evans, chairman of Bullard's, said more plans are in the pipeline for 2017 as they continue their 180th celebrations. When we open on a new site, it's only been going to be for the people of Norwich and Norfolk, but for everybody who comes to visit the city, he said. It'll be a brewery and a tap house in the city centre where you can drink straight from the tank. We're selling tank-fresh beer, and you can't get fresher than that. There'll be a brewery installed on the ground floor where people can drink, and upstairs will be converted to an eating house and drinking area. We're looking to have it open sometime in March or April of this year, but certainly in time for the City of Ale Festival. We're going to be doing something significant for the City of Ale this year with a special Bullard's brew. Kicking it off to celebrate 180 years of Bullard's, we have selected 23 pubs across Norfolk to give away 180 bottles of Bullard's free of charge. We wanted to say thank you to the people of Norfolk who have taken the brand in so well since we launched in April 2015. There'll be plenty of other things launching in the second half of the year, but the key thing we are doing is bringing back Bullard's Number 1, which hasn't been brewed in quite some time. That is the main beer being distributed to the 23 pubs, and people can buy a pint of that to get their bottle of Bullard's Number 3. The Bullard's and Sons established the Anchor Brewery in Norwich in 1837. It was founded by Richard Bullard, who was born in the parish of St. John Maddermarket in partnership with manufacturer James Watts, who left the business a decade later. There were more than 17 breweries in the city at the time, according to White's Directory of 1854, but Mr. Bullard was able to handle the competition and supply beer to pubs across Norwich. He had 10 children, including son Harry, who was born at the Anchor Brewery in Coslaney Street. Harry Bullard and two of his brothers took over the running of the brewery when Mr. Bullard Sr. died in 1864, aged 56. In addition to being a partner in the family business, Harry built a political career and held the office of mayor in 1878, the year of the Great Flood. Water poured through the windows and door of the Anchor Brewery for hours, inundating the offices, stores and yards, and hundreds of people across the city were left homeless. Mr. Bullard was praised for his calming influence as mayor, helping organise services to smooth the recovery effort. The brewery expanded over the years in line with demand, occupying 7 acres by the turn of the 19th century. Water for the beer was drawn from a well dug deep into chalk beneath the brewery. Its product range was extensive, including light pale ale, East India pale ale, Imperial Ale and London Stout. And they also produced wine and spirits and imported drinks. Eventually, Bullard's became one of the big four in Norwich breweries, which have all since closed. There was Stewart and Patterson, Bullard's, Morgans and Young's, Crashaw and Young's. During the Second World War, the maltings in St. Swithin's Terrace were bombed, but they were patched up and the brewery continued to trade. By the 1960s, Bullard's owned more than 1,000 pubs, but eventually the firm struggled to compete with the big national brewers and the business was sold, with brewing at the Anchor Brewery ceasing in 1966. Instead, production was reallocated to the Watney Ban Brewery in King Street. The landmark Bullard chimney at the Anchor Brewery was demolished in 1982 and the building now turned into flats. But Bullard's continued to brew until 1985. Until 1985.